We're up to Simin Kuf Chaf Aleph. Hopefully, Bezat Hashem, we'll do Kuf Chaf Aleph and Kuf Chaf Beis. Kuf Chaf Aleph is Dinei Modim. So, Sif Aleph starts from a Gemara in Brachos Lamed Aleph. And when Aleph the Brais, it tells us that there's two brachos that we bow. Tchila Vasov, Ovos, Tchila Vasov, beginning and end. And Hoda'a, Tchila Vasov, Modim. And Atov Shimcha L'chone Elohodos. So, what, first of all, let's understand the, what is bowing? What is a bow? Bowing. So the first bracha, bracha avos, which is mishabeach Hashem. So bowing shows hachna'ah, shows anava in front of Hashem. Hashem is keh, like a dog, like yibar vanara. We bow to show that we are nothing in front of Hashem. And hoda'ah, we bow because it's hakar satov, and we lower ourselves to show Hashem that lo magielan, we really don't deserve all the brachos that Hashem gives us. And bowing is a sign of hachna and anava in front of all of Hashem's brachos that we are thanking Him for in Birkas Modim. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Kuf Chaf Aleph Aleph, Shochin B'modim Tchila Vasof. We bow by Modim at the beginning and at the end. Mishabur here, Sif Katan Beis, brings down a Gemara. Isa B'Gemara, Im Lo Kara B'modim, if a person does not bow by Modim, Na'aseh Shidro Nachash La'achar Shevashanim. After 7 years, some say 70 years, which probably means after 120, his Shedra, his spine, will become a snake. So here the Dirshu brings down that it's a Mida Kinege Mida.
Why after 7 years?
I don't know why after 7 years. The 70, I understand. It means after 120 kilo. You may understand it behind Shivim Shana. I don't know what the significance of 7 years is. But they point out that there's a... Because when a person bows, he's supposed to come up slowly like a snake. And he didn't do that. His Shedra will turn into a snake. But I think it's much... It's, what? Okay, anyway, but the point is that the snake was the first one to be kafui tov. He was the smartest animal. He had hands, he had feet, and he used all of his chokhmah, everything Hashem gave him. He did not have a karsa tov to Hashem. He used it to fight Hashem, to cause Adam Arishon and Adam Chava to sin. He didn't have a karsa tov, and therefore someone doesn't bow, it's chaser lo ba karsa tov, and therefore midik nege mida, his shedra will turn into a nachash. So that's Mishabura Sifkaton Beis. Sifkaton Dalid points out where do we bow Batchila Vasov? Hatov Shimcha L'chon Elohodos. Dehainu Be'eit Mishabura Sifkaton Dalid Mibirkas Hatov Shimcha. Dehainu Be'eis Amiros Baruch Ata. Ukishomer Hashem Yizkov. And the Shara Tzion points out in Ois Beis. It's not Baruch Atah. It's at the end. Somewhere over there, you're going to bow. And Kamuvan, we don't pass like that. Lavush ve'eino muchrach, says the Sharatzim. Okay, so again, Kuf Chaf Aleph Aleph Shoichim B'Modim Tchila Vasov. We bow by Modim Tchila Vasov. Modim and Baruch Ato Hashem by Hatov Shimcha L'chon Elohodos. Sif Beis is a Gemara in Brachos and Megillah. Ha'omer Modim Modim Mishatkin Osov. First time it says Modim twice, we tell him to be quiet. Very good, like Shma Shma. Like other things, because it looks like Shtei Rishuyos. He's thanking this Hashem, then he's thanking that Hashem. And therefore, it's not acceptable, and we tell him to be quiet. Like Shema Shema, also brought down not to say Amen Amen, that a lot of people like to do. A person should say, a person very excited about his numerous brachos that someone gives him, you should go to be a tremendous tzaddik, and you should be smart, and this and that, and everything else. A person should say Amen V'Amen if they're very excited, but not Amen Amen.
Yeah, but if you hear two brachos at once.
Amen V'Amen. Okay, Sif Gimel. Yochid ein lo lomar birkas kohanim. Okay, so duchening with the kohanim, and the Mishnah in Megillah tells us that you need a minion. When there's no kohanim, so there's a elokeinu b'kev, a seinu baruchenu barucha, hamshulesh is batara, right? Kenu ratzon, you know what I'm talking about? Okay, so that is not said biyachida. So the Torah brings down that that's only from the manhig and Abu Dram. And that's what we can see with Shulchan Aruch. And the Gra explains, I mean, there's no Kohanim, so the Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu takes the place of Birkas Kohanim. Just like Birkas Kohanim needs a minion, this also needs a minion. However, the Prisha brings the Mahariel and others who say that a person can say it even biyachid. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we don't do that, but one could do that, and we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah. This Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu that the Sheikh Tzibur says in the morning when there's no Kohen. We don't say it, but there are shittas that say it, you can say it. Let's see, Kuf Chafal Gimel. Yochid ain lo lomar Birkas Kohanim. A Yochid should not say this Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu as the Birkas Kohanim. Hagot not says Rama v'chein Iker. That's the Iker. V'chein Nirali Linog, and that's how I think a person should act, right? And that's obviously what we do. But now the Rama continues. Aval Aminig Aposha Enokin. The Minig by the Rama was not like that. They used to have the Yechidim, every individual in his silent Shmona Esrei, in the Amida, he would say this Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. And the Rama ends again, they ain't near it. But I don't think that's just the right thing to do. Okay, but you see that there was a meaning like that by the Rama. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Vav. When we come up, we Omar ain mach zirin also. Okay, if you said it, it's not akiv. The gam ain limchos biad haomrim also. Mishnah Berurah brings up for the Magen Avraham. If a person said it, so you can't make a macha. There is a minig, there is a maril, there is a prisha brings it down, but it's not the best thing to do. Okay, now what about saying this in the base ha'avel? So generally, they don't do Birkas Kohanim at all in the base ha'avel, and therefore they don't say Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. Here, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokas. He says, "Ain lomar Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu b'base ha'avel. Can't cuss of a ber heitev." That's at the end of Sifkatim Beis over here. The ber heitev says not to say b'base ha'avel. V'hu b'shuri k'nas agdola b'shem sefer Tanya. The Noah Yehuda disagrees and says even in the base of Avel one would say Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu concludes the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh lochush ledivrei harishonim that you should do like the first opinion, not to say it in a base ha'ovel. Now here the Shari Tshuva. Look at Shari Tshuva Oz Beis. Shari Tshuva Oz Beis says I am very heitev v'kosav be shin tzadi. So in Yerushalayim, that a minig to say Birkas Kohanim in a base of Avel. As Av she'en Kohanim, Omer Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu v'hu poshut. Since Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu is in the place of Birkas Kohanim, and they had a minig to say, in Yerushalayim to say Birkas Kohanim, so in Memelim, there's no Kohanim, they would say this Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. And Dirshu brings down from the Chazon Ish and the Stipler that there was a minig like that in Yerushalayim, even in the base of Avel to have Birkas Kohanim, and therefore if there's no Kohanim, they would say this Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. And Rechaim Kanievsky wants to say, it's not disagreeing with what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, because the Mishnah Berurah is talking about in Chutzlaitz, and Chutzlaitz is a different story, because they don't duchen anyway in Chutzlaitz during the year, only on Yontif, and therefore it's not a steer. Okay, that's Kuf Chaf Aleph. Just one point we missed in the Bir Halacha, the first line Bir Halacha, Dibar Matzla Ha'omer Modim Modim. Bir Halacha has a suffix. Mistapakna im Amar Aktevas Modim Modim Levad. Vashar Amar Kilchaso im Gam Bazeh Mishaskin Oso. Is it, does he have to say more than, because in the end he's saying, Shatzo Hu Hashem Elokim Bekev Hasein. So it's just one word, Modim Modim, he repeats. Is that enough that it's a problem Mishaskin Oso? Or only if he says more than that. Tries to be raggers, back and forth, fine. Siman Kuf Chaf Bey. So continuing through Shmona Esrei, we just finished Modim. Now, in the Torah, he discusses the bracha of Sim Shalom. And the Mechaber doesn't go through each and every bracha, only what's relevant to La Halacha. Here, Kuf Chaf Bey is Dinim HaShayochim Ben Shmona Esrei Le Yu Lerotzim. Okay, so the Gemara brings down brachas daf tes. Rabbi Yochanan tells us before we start Shmona Esrei, we say Hashem Sasai Tiftach, and after Shmona Esrei, we say Yihyu L'Ratzon. Good. So there's two Gemaras. So the question is like, when should we say Yihyu L'Ratzon? You could say Baruch Atah Hamavarech as we saw Bashalom. There you could say Yihyu L'Ratzon, or you said Alokai Nitzro L'Shini Meira, and then at the end say Yihyu L'Ratzon Emeifi. Right. In the Siddur, they're both broke down, but the Iker one seems to be the one at the bottom, not at the top. The one app, right? You know what I'm talking about? Fantastic. Okay, so there's two Gemara's brachas. The Gemara brachas daf tes and Gemara brachas daf yud zayin. And the mashmos of the Gemara brachas daf tes basically says, since David said the pasuk after 18 mizmorim, so Chazal were misakin to say it after the yud ches brachos. And then the Gemara discussing the Hashem Society of Tach, but they sort of go together, came into Kavua, but Tfila, Kitfila, Arichta, Damya. That's, the Gemara is really talking about Hashem Society of Tach, but perhaps that could also be referring to you, the Ratzon. And therefore, from the Gemara Brachos Daf Test, it sounds like it should be said right after the end of the Brachos. And Brachos Mesel Bashalom, and there goes the Yu, the Ratzon. However, there's a Gemara on Brachos Yud Zayin. The Gemara discusses after Hamrechas Meisal Bashalom, right? This is what we call Tachanunin. So, our Tachanun Elokai, Mitzor Lashini Meira. Okay, but the Gemara brings down different Tachanunin that different Amorim would say. Not everyone said the same one. Everyone said different ones, and we ended up with the Nusach that we ended up with. So, over there is actually a famous Gemara, very relevant to Pesach. Rabbi Alexandri, Bosa de Matzli, Omer Hochi. After he would daven, he would say the following: Hashem, Galui Ve'adu Lefenecha. It is revealed and known to you, Shiritzon Ein Relasas Ritzoncha, that our Ratzon is to do Ratzon Hashem. Umi Ma'akiv, who prevents us from doing the right thing, Se'or Sheba Isa. The Chametz in the heart, which is, it represents the Yetzahara. Very Nogiat. Pesach, Chametz represents the Yetzahara. And that's why even Rishonim already say that, why you have, sorry, we don't find anywhere in Torah, Isra Achila, Isra Hanah, Bay Rabbi Yemotze, Mashahu. You have Chumas over here that we don't have anywhere else, because the Chametz represents the Yetzahara, and even a Mashahu of the Yetzahara, we can't allow to exist inside our heart. Okay, so over there, when the Gemara brings down different Amoraim, what was their Tachanunim that they said after Shemona Esrei? So that was Rabbi Alexandri. And then the Gemara brings down from Mar Brei Duravina. He said Elokai Nitzor, which is very similar to our Elokai Nitzor. And at the end it says, at the end of his Tachanunim, Yudaratzon Emreifi. Oh, so the Gra points out, so from there it's mashma, that the Yud Ratzon comes after the Tachanunim, not before the Tachanunim. Right, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Tes sounds like the Yud Ratzon comes before the Tachanunim, right after the 18th or 19th Bracha. And the Gemara in Yud Zayin sounds like it comes afterwards. So there's two different ways of doing it. They're doing it before, they're doing it after. There's three ways. Doing it before Tachanunim, doing it after Tachanunim, and doing it both. Okay, so let's look at Kuf Chaf Beis Beis. I'm going to go out of order because out of Beis. Kuf Chaf Beis Beis seems to be an easier order to understand it. So the Beis Yosef brings down a Rashba, basically like the Gemara and Brachos Daf Tes before the Tachanunim, and in Sif Beis, that's what the Mechaber says. Look at Kuf Chaf Beis Beis. Ein Nachon Lomar Tachanunim Kodem Yud Ratzon. You should not say Tachanunim before Yud Ratzon. Ela Ach Asim Shon Esem Miyad Yomar Yud Ratzon. The Shulchan Aruch says the proper place Yud Ratzon is right after the bracha Hamberechas Meisal Bashalom. Vimbo Lach Zav Lomar Pamacher Tachat Tachanunim. We should be able to say it again afterwards. Doesn't say. But the Iker place, it must be said right after Hamberechas Meisal Bashalom. That is Shita Samachaber over here in Sif Beis. Mishabu points out Sif Katan Zayin, Ein Nachon, Ayin Beis Yosef, Darki Moshe, Shekasu, De Medina, Ein Isser, De Lachom, Makod, Yudha Ratzon, Mibirka, Shemei Tfila. You want to say Tachanunim? You're allowed to say Tachanunim in Shemei Tfila. Over here, even before Yudha Ratzon, it's not worse than Shemei Tfila. Just like you can say Tachanunim, ask Hashem for whatever you want, in the middle of Bracha, Shemei Tfila, so too, you can do the same thing over here, even before Yudha Ratzon. Ra concludes the Mishabura Sifkot on Zion, Lechatchila, Nachon Yater, Loma, Yularatzon, Kodim, Elokainitzor. It's more proper to say it over here. Sifches, Yomar Yudaratzar. Kasa Vaseidar Yom Yudaratun Musugala Kama Inyanim. This pasuk of Yudaratzar is a very musugaldika pasuk. Tchilasa Yud. Starts with the Yud. Sorry for Yud. Ends with the Yud. Tevosav. Yud represents Hashem. Tevosav Yud. Asara Yudin in the pasuk. Vieshba Membez Osios Visodo Sogoda. It's a very deep Kabbalistic pasuk. A person should say it calmly, slowly, and with kavana. Hold on. And it's a segula. It helps for the tefillos to be answered. What? It's most. We zoom through it, so we should say it. Next time we say it, mincha, say it slowly. A person every day should make sure to daven for certain things. He should daven for what he needs. He should daven for his parnasa. And vishalo yomosha Torah mipiv v'zero v'zero v'zero, that he and his children, his grandchildren, great great grandchildren, ad sof kol doros, should be Torah tikiyidim. All of his descendants should be true of Hashem. And any other tzrachim that he has. If he can't do it properly in Lashon HaKodesh, Yom Rena, after Lashon Ashkenaz, say it in German, in Yiddish, in English, any language except perhaps Aramaic. Rak Shem Mikiras Libo, you should do it with Kavana. And then he says, better to do it after the Yudaratzon over here. We're going to see exactly where. Better to do it over here in the Tachanunim section than to do it in Shomei Tefillah. Because over here, we're going to learn right now, Bezat Hashem, that in the middle of the Tachanunim, Be'etzim, you can answer the Ikar of Kaddish, the Ikar of Kedusha, Modim, Baruch Hu, Tu Amein, Zakel HaKadosh, Shomei Tefillah. And therefore, if you daven for your personal Tzrachim over here at the end, so then you could always stop and answer to the Dvarim Shevi Kedusha. Masha'enkin, if it's in the middle of Shema Tefillah, so then you're in the middle of Shema Netzvei, and you don't have the opportunity to answer when they get to Kaddish and Kedusha, v'chule. Okay, so that's Sif Beis. I don't know why the Mechaber put Sif Beis before Sif Aleph. But Be'etzem, we have a Machlokes, when should be the Ratzon. We saw in Sif Beis, and the Mechaber holds very stark, that the Yudah Ratzon should be right after the Shmona, right after the Yudchaz Barachos. Now let's go back to Sif Aleph. Now the Ramah is going to bring down different minhagim. Again, we said the different Gemaras have different mashmos. And we have another machlokes. The two machlokesim are Tali Zav is that when should you say Yudah Ratzon? And then what happens if you hear the Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, Kaddish and Kedusha, in the middle of Elokai Netzor?
Aleph is talking before Elokai Netzor and Beth is talking after Elokai Netzor.
Let's see. Sif Simin Kuf Chaf Beis. Sif Aleph. In Baal Lahafsik Velanos Kaddish Kedusha Ben Shmona Esrei Liyula Ratzon. If you finish Hamrechas Meisal Bashalom and you hear Kaddish and Kedusha and you want to be Mafsik to answer, ain't no posek. You're not allowed to answer Dvarim Shebe Kedusha before you say Yudah Ratzon. Why? She Yudah Ratzon Mechlala Tfilu. Yudah Ratzon is part of the Tfilu. It's part of the Shmona Esrei. So first you say Yudah Ratzon, as the Mechaber told us, the Shitoso and Sif Beis, and then Ava Ben Yudah Ratzon, the Shai Tachanun, after you say Yudah Ratzon, before Elokai Netzor, then you can answer Kaddish Kedusha v'chulei. Ava Ben Yudah Ratzon, Shai Tachanun, him Shapidami. That's okay. Mishnah Berurah points out the very end of Sif Katan Aleph, the Fizab and Medina Seinu, Shalokai Netzor, Regilin HaKol, Omro. Nowadays everyone says Elokai Netzor. Ein Lahafsik Olastam Omein, Ben Kodim Shetchilo Ben Be'emza, only these Dvarim Shebe Kedusha you're allowed to answer. And according to the Mechaber, you first must say Yudah Ratzon, L'shitaso, because the proper place for Yudah Ratzon is right after Shmona Esrei. It's part of the Shmona Esrei. Like the implication of the Gemara in Brachos Daf Tes. The Rama says, Hagah. V'davka b'makum shenal gilom ha'yudarat z'mi'ad ha'achat tefillah. That's only what the Machab is saying in a place where that's the minute. To say yudarat z'mi'ad right after the yudchas brachos. But in a place where the minig is to say first elokai netzor, like the mashmaos of the Gemara and brachos daf yitzayin, first you say elokai netzor, and only afterwards do you say yudaratzon. So just like you can interrupt for tachanunim, mafsik gamkin the kaddish of the kedusha, so you can also interrupt for kaddish and kedusha. Okay, now the Mishmur, this is not so posh. The Gra says, the Gra does not like this dinyan. Because Tachanunim is Tachanunim. Okay, Chazal gave us a Tachanunim to say. Tachanunim belongs in Shemona Esrei. You want to answer that, Tachanunim I can say in Shemaya Tefillah. But you want to say Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, I can't in the middle of Shemaya Tefillah answer Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch and Modim, all these things. So Hu Adin, over here, I also can't do it. Just because this is a place for Tachanunim, it does not mean it's a place for the Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. So that Dimyon that the Ramah brings down, the Gra does not like. That's the Mishmur Sefkot on Beis. Avabu Makom, Rotzalomah. Afilu im lo hitzchal adayin lo omram, fine. Va'afilu im derech ha'ishu l'hachim l'atzim lomah yudu ratzon tekev achar ha'shmon esri bracho. Sounds like the minig is to say it at the end. But this individual, Bob's minig is to say it right away. The irlo lomar amen yesh mirabu ukedusha kodin sh'omar yudu ratzon. So the minig is really to wait on the yudu ratzon. But he happens to say yudu ratzon earlier. The ain lo shahus, now he doesn't have a chance to say yudu ratzon. Boom, he hears kaddish, kedusha, wants to answer. Mutter lo la'anos. He shouldn't come to this lechatchila. Hold on. There are machmirim like Mechaber and others who say no. If you say yudu ratzon right after Shemoneh Esrei, you must say yudu ratzon as part of Shemoneh Esrei, and you can't say kaddish and kedusha. The Rama is talking about in a place where everybody does it later. So this is a place for tachanunim, and the Rama wants to make the extension. The Groth doesn't like it, but he extends it just like you can say tachanunim before yudu ratzon. You can answer dvarim shebe kedusha. But if you first say yudu ratzon, that's going to be a problem. Hold off on the question. The Sharatian always hey came ashim b'chayod b'chaymuchach b'darkei Moshe. Now he writes like this, continuing in the Sharatian always hey. Ubederech achayim ashma demishin noig lo ma yudu ratzon tekef. It doesn't go by the minig amakom. It goes by the individual. If you are a person who says yudu ratzon right away after hamrechas ma'isal b'shalom yesh lahach mishalo lanos kaddish kedusha. It goes by you. That's what you do. You should not answer Kaddish and Kedusha before saying you the Ratzon. And even if in a place where everybody, and you also say it later, where the Rama says, you just like say Tachanunim, you can also say Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, even that the Gra doesn't like. Al Kain says the Sharatian Kosati Shira Lizaer Shelo Yavo Liday Kain. You should try to work it out. It doesn't happen like that. You know, try to keep half an ear what the Chazan's up to, and if you know that the Kedusha is coming, work it out so that you have enough time to say also you the Ratzon. That way you can answer.
Yeah, but Tachos today that we say.
I don't know. That's Mishmur Sifkat and Gimel. Tachanunim Kodem, but Tov Lomai you the Ratzon Kodem at Tachanunim.
V'Achareim. That means that
you should do both.
If today and before you the Ratzon, I get here a Kaddish of Kedusha. I should answer.
You should first say Yudu Ratzon. What if you don't have time to say Yudu Ratzon? Bottom line, Tachlis.
Yeah, Tachlis.
According to the Ramah, it seems to be okay. According to the Gra, it's okay.
The Gra also? Also,
the Gra? Because the Gra says, the Gra doesn't like it. The Gra says to say Yudu Ratzon at the end. The Gra says, Jerusha brings down that the Yudu Ratzon is the end of the davening. And therefore, you want your Tachanunim to be part of the davening. So if you say Yudu Ratzon right after Shalom, then the rest of your Tachanunim is not part of the Shemoneh Esrei anymore. It's like a separate thing. It's Stam davening standing in the middle of the street. And therefore, you don't want that. You want to be part of Shemoneh Esrei, therefore you should wait on the Yudu Ratzon. That is Shita Sagra. And the Gra just said, just like you can add things over here, that doesn't mean that you can throw in Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. He holds Dvarim Shebe Kedusha is different, doesn't belong over here.
I'm part of my davening is Kodesh Baruch.
That's not part of your davening. So you're saying, bottom line, nowadays, I don't know, what's the meaning of it? Everyone says it twice? How many times do you say Yudharatzon? Short answer at the end. What?
Okay.
Shalosh? Okay, I won't ask. So if you say Yudharatzon twice, if that's what everybody does, so you say it right away, so then the dinner of the Ramah is not no good, and they have to wait.
So it's better to say Shema Tefillah, not like
say what is Shema Tefillah?
The Tehanim, Shema Tefillah, not like he said before that they should say them because... I want to daven on something, okay? So yeah. I have two options. Say orange Shema Tefillah or new Yudharatzon.
Right. Say new Yudharatzon.
Say Yudharatzon and then say it. But then the Piagram, it's not doing Shema Tefillah.
Right. So you're missing out on the grub.
I
don't know. Mishabura doesn't bring down the grub. Mishabura doesn't bring down the grub.
Sometimes
she brings down. Mishabura doesn't bring down.
I sometimes.
Okay. We have to finish. Time for Mincha. We have to finish. We have 2 minutes. Okay. Again, so the Mechaber says you have to say Yudharatzon right away, and you cannot answer Dorim Shebe Kedusha before you say Yudharatzon. The Rambam says you do not need to say Yudharatzon right away, and you can answer Dorim Shebe Kedusha before you say Yudharatzon. Okay. Just like you can stop for Tachanunim, you can stop for Kaddish and Kedusha. So just like you can stop for Tachanunim, you can stop for Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. That's what the Rambam says, even though the Gra disagrees. Continuing, I don't have time, we have to finish. Continuing in the Mechaber, the end of Sif Aleph. Umil. Haragil Amar Tachanunim Machat Tfilasa. In his Chashat Tziba Lesader Tfilasa. Vigir the Kaddish Kedusha. You're a person who says Yudharatzon. You say Tachanunim, okay? And you hear the Shir Tziva starting to be Masada Tzvila, he's going to be up to Kaddish and Kedusha. Mekatzer va'ole. You should hurry up to get to the Yudharatzon. V'im lo kitzer yochol lahafzik, kederach shemafzik bebrocha shal kriya shema afilu be'emza. Hold on, it's very unclear what he means. Mishabur Sivkot and Hey says, we can't take questions now. Gamze mari ha'machaber kishekvar amar Yudharatzon. He already said Yudharatzon. He already said Yudharatzon, so why can't he just stop? Because if not, the Mechaber would not be making it at all. The Mechaber holds you not allowed to stop before you the Yudharatzon at all. You already say Yudharatzon. Really, you're making it, you're allowed to answer now. But it's better to be able to take you 3 steps back. So, hurry up, skip Tachanunim basically, so you can take it 3 steps back, take it 3 steps back, and then it's even better to be able to answer on the Dvarim Shebe Kedusha.
But I missed my Tachanunim.
But you miss that on your Tachanunim, right? Now, once you already take your 3 steps back, okay, the Mishabru over here at the end of Sivkot and Dalet. If you're already finished, but he can't take his 3 steps back because he's waiting for the person behind him, so Mishabru says at the end of Sivkot and Dalet, he can answer any Amen, he can answer Baruch Ruach Shemo, Dirishu says he can say Aleinu, he can possibly say Tehillim, that's a machlokes.
You can move your feet even, you know? Chaim says that if someone's in back of you, and you're to your earth, you can open your feet.
Hold on. Learning, he shouldn't learn Bakol. We can think of learning. Okay, let's Sif Beis we already did. Sif Aleph we did. Sif Gimel. Haragi lomar arba'ot dvarim elu zocha mekabel pnei shechina. Person who says these 4 things at the end of Shemona Esrei is zocha mekabel pnei shechina. Asei leman shemecha, asei leman yiminecha, asei leman torasecha, asei leman kedusha secha. Right? That's what we say at the end of our Shemona Esrei. The person who says these 4 things, which is what we do, is zocha mekabel pnei hashechina. Okay, hold on, there was one more thing here. Yes. Okay, Birkas Kohanim. If you are in Alukanitzo Birkas Kohanim, you would answer to the Birkas Kohanim. Not to the Asher Kedishono, not the Birkas HaMitzvah, but the 3 Birkas Kohanim. It says, Leil Shabbos, if they say Vayichulu, Bishom HaZalm says you can say Vayichulu with them, because it's part of this Shemona Esrei anyway. To say Hashem Hashem, the Yugim Amidos, they should be down. Not to say. After you learn in the middle of the Kanye Tzor. But once you're ready, take it 3 steps back, you're basically finished. You can't stop talk. And learning is also questionable, but learning with your eyes is fine. And we will stop here.